fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 21st of April. The preparatory tip of the day is to inventory and test all your radios, whether it's 1 or 2 or 200 like I have. Test the batteries, test the chargers, make sure the antennas are in good condition, and the holsters are in good condition as well. Do that now while you can, so you can correct any deficiencies. And we do have patiently waiting in a green room, my friend Chris. Chris is the representing the satellite phone store, and we'll be talking about how incorporating satellite telephone technology, which right now would be for most people the bivy stick, and for you folks with commercial enterprises, the more sophisticated, high-powered satellite technology. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, fantastic. Our discussions have taken a dramatic turn, unexpected turn. Your cousin has been in Ukraine working and doing emergency medical treatment. He's now back in jolly old England getting more supplies, and we're hoping that he can join us, aren't we, sir?
Yes, indeed. I'm just chatting with him right now, and but yeah, he'd love to come on and chat with you guys. I'm just trying to get his Skype ID for you, so you can give
okay.
me a call.
Well, Julie will give us a heads up when he's available, which should be in the next few minutes. Well, satellite technology is phenomenal. It works anywhere on the planet where you can see the sky, doesn't it?
That's correct, yes. Unlike cell phone towers, it doesn't rely on ground. Unlike cell phones, it doesn't rely on cell phone towers that are ground-based. So if there's an emergency on the ground and those towers are down or the power is out, a satellite phone or a bivy stick is going to enable you to communicate no matter what's going on. And it doesn't matter where you are. Also, you could be in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the Ukraine. You could be in the middle of the ocean. You're going to be able to send and receive calls with a sat phone and send and receive messages with a bivy stick.
Outstanding. Well, I haven't talked to my friend who is a veteran of the French Foreign Legion and what his status is about going to Ukraine. He was determined when I talked to him about 10 days ago to do so. And I don't know what his progress is. But your cousin did, in fact, have a satellite phone with him in Ukraine, didn't he, sir?
That's right. Yes, him and his team have satellite phones and bivvies, and that's helping them stay in touch and keep in communication with everybody there on the ground.
Well, that's important for a lot of reasons. If he needs help, he can call for help. I'm sure there's people that love him back in England that are wanting to keep updated probably on a daily basis, since he's in danger there, obviously in danger. So it helps in a lot of ways, both practical ways as well as emotional ways, doesn't it?
That's correct, yes. I mean, look, it's just a peace of mind, whether, you know, you're over in the Ukraine or you're here in the United States. Unfortunately, we see more and more catastrophic events, weather events, you know, mass shootings, you know, all of these things have an effect on the local utilities, the local power grid, the local cell phone towers. Cell phone towers are usually overrun when there's an active shooter in a situation. And that means if someone's stuck inside a building, they can't get a call out because everyone else is trying to do the same thing at the same time. And the tower rejects those calls. So, you know, having, you know, communications that doesn't rely on ground-based infrastructure is just a really good idea no matter where you are, because you just don't know what's going to happen next.
That's right. Well, entry level to get started with a BivvySec is only $55 a month, and that's for a 12-month contract. And once you get the BivvySec, all you need is your smartphone, and you're ready to go, aren't you?
That's correct. Yep, you just download a free app onto your smartphone, and then you can connect to the BivvySec via Bluetooth and send and receive messages, you know, via satellite to anywhere on Earth, and anyone on Earth can send you a message too. Regardless of where you are going to get it. So,
okay. Well, we're getting a message from Julie here, coordinating on this, and she's looking for you to, if you can see the screen there, Chris, to verify its correct address, and to move, proceed with getting Joseph connected.
All right. So I'm just doing that. So I think that's the one. So hopefully we'll be able to get him on the line here in a second.
All right. Well, there's an upgrade on the BivvySec program. Which the upgrade includes protection against it being lost, stolen, or damaged, full insurance for just another few dollars a month. It would be $69.95 a month, which some people may find that a good deal, couldn't they?
Well, yeah, and especially seeing as, you know, we have such a shortage of equipment, as we've been talking about when I first came on the show. There were plenty of satellite phones available. Now there are none. And so we went out there into the market, and we found the BivvySec, which allows you to send and receive text messages to anywhere, from anywhere. And that's just $69.95 a month, including Galileo, or $55 without. Look, I mean, we're not even into hurricane season yet in the U.S., and that's usually what sucks up all the sat phones if we have an event like that. But right now, if we get a hurricane or another weather event, or God forbid, some kind of terrorist attack, you know, on the mainland here in the United States, there's going to be nothing available. You know, I mean, there's only a few thousand BivvySecs left at the moment, so, and they're selling fast. So it's like, again, we've talked about this, John, you've got to be prepared, and you have to take the opportunity to get this equipment when it's available these days, unfortunately.
That's right. Now, this upgrade includes the Galileo service. Tell people what that is, how it works.
So Galileo is a service that puts out news and information over the satellite phone networks, which has two advantages, and that will go right to your BivvySec in this case, and then onto your phone. So you know, when the internet goes down, or when there's government control creeping in, as there is right now, unfortunately, with the censorship of text messages here in the U.S., and you want to get the real story without censorship, then Galileo can provide that for you. We have people such as Doug Hagman, Steve Quayle, and many others who are putting out there just their basic information of what's going on, you know, what they're talking about, what they're thinking about, what they're discovering, and they're sending that out over Galileo. That will come to your BivvySec and then right onto your phone. So if you have no other way of receiving reliable news and information from the sources you trust, then you need Galileo, because that will be there for you no matter what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, I haven't looked into getting on Galileo yet myself, but I know I have a lot of listeners who would like to get information from John Moore if the need arises, and I need to be looking into that. And you and I can talk privately about how to do that, Chris, because I really don't know how to do it. Like I got a note from Julie here that we're having some issues contacting Joseph, and we'll keep attempting to do that. She's asking that you let him know that we're attempting to call him, if you can do that.
Yep, I just did that, and he said it. He's ready to go. So,
okay. Well, This is live radio, and we're dealing with technical issues as on the fly here, so to speak.
Yes, indeed.
So on the fly. I need to ask you, is there any updates on when the iSat phones might be available? At what point in the future, if you have any updates on it?
I mean, we did get some customers who were trading up to a different, more commercial-type device, and so we have some gently used units that came in a few days ago, and we have a few more coming in. There's not a lot of them, and I don't know what the pricing is on those. We have to check them, refurbish them, and so on, make sure they're fully operating and functioning properly. But apart from that, it is crickets, you know, from the manufacturers. There's just no word at all. And, you know, we've even had other types of equipment and accessories that were supposed to be on their way, you know, just canceled with no update and no further delivery date. So the situation, I'm afraid to say, is not getting any better. And some of these components, of course, coming out of China, where they're locking down all kinds of shipments out of there. So I don't know what to say. Nothing good.
That's
coming out.
That's a shame. This supply chain thing is happening all over the world. Yesterday, I needed two new Michelins. I tried Sam's Club. Not available. They won't even take back orders. The dealer I normally deal with, they have stores in states spread over 2,000 miles. They couldn't get them, so I had to buy four new Michelins because I don't want to have mixed tires. That was an expensive proposition. When I only needed two tires, I needed to get four tires. And we're dealing, Chris is typing frantically here. You get the information to Julie. Because we have limited time to get a hold of Chris in England and get an update from a man on the ground in the Ukraine offering emergency medical treatment to the innocent men, women, children who are suffering at the hands of this war. Okay, we're still getting no go here, no joy. Maybe, I don't know what it's going to take to fix this. Probably next week, maybe we need to start a half hour early. That would be a good idea. We're dealing with this technology spread over one-fourth the planet here, several time zones away, and we'll get it done. Okay. Okay, well, like I say, we'll be dealing with this. Well, once again, we have many men and women listening who, business owners, they're involved in business involving large companies with large payrolls and commercial aircraft that they use, boats that they use, and so forth. And there's lots of commercial available commercial equipment available for them, isn't there?
That's correct, yes. We install equipment on top of buildings so that you can have satellite communications, both internet and voice, throughout your building, wherever it is. And that is always going to be up and running. We'll put an antenna on the top of the building and run cables down inside to receivers, and then you can literally hook that into your regular phone system, whatever that is. We also do boats, planes, you name it. We can put communications into any device at all, and we have the installers to do it, certified, professional, and bonded throughout the country.
And for not a whole lot of money, these companies, they may have 5 or 6 or 10 employees. They can have the same level of satellite communications that Ford Motor Company and AT&T has, can't they?
That's correct, yes. Sorry, I'm just getting a note from him. Joseph, he's actually going to dial into you guys, so we should be able to have him on here in a minute.
Well, good. We'll get him on board here. And this first interview will be short but important. It'll be a starting point to get updates. How long is it, Joseph, going to be in England before he goes back to Ukraine, if you know?
So it's going to, there's no kind of time limit on it right now. I think he's out there volunteering, with some of his friends. He's an ex-military and a trained paramedic. He's got all the skills necessary for that environment.
Well, and that's important. That's a matter of life and death to have men and women with those skills in a war zone. And that's been that way for centuries. Nothing's different. Warfare means injuries and death. And people with these life-saving skills, they're angels of mercy as far as I'm concerned, aren't they?
That's right. And look, he and his colleagues have given up. They just started their own business providing private security, which they've all been doing freelance for a while, I think. And so they've given up thousands of dollars a day to go and volunteer and help people. So that's the kind of guy he is and his friends are.
Well, God bless him for doing so. He should be with us here momentarily, but we'll see. It's what is it, late afternoon in England right now?
They're about 8 hours ahead, so it's about 4 in the afternoon, I think.
Right, something like that. Let's see what time it is in England right now. It's 2:15 p.m. in England right now.
There you go. What do I know?
That's my mother gifted me this clock that has all the time zones on it. Very nice. Chris, your cousin, he's sacrificing a lot in terms of lost income. He's risking his life, literally, by being in a war zone. He's helping untold number of people. We don't know how many men, women, and children he's helping. But his efforts are going to make a difference, aren't they?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, look, in regular times, very high-profile people pay him a lot of money to keep them safe. Both security-wise and medically. And it's going to be hopefully a big help, I'm sure, of him and his team being out there right in the Ukraine because, they need all the help they can get.
Absolutely, they do. We're still hoping that Joseph can call in. And if and when he does, we will get him live on the air for the first of what I hope will be a number of first-hand updates from somebody we know, somebody we trust, because the first casualty of war, Chris, is the truth, isn't it?
It is, unfortunately. That's when, no matter where you are, you're going to see the government coming in and just kind of taking control of the narrative, whatever that is. And, they say it's to protect us, but, I'm kind of against that. That's why I'm here. In the U.S., not back in England, because right here we have the First Amendment that guarantees, our right to free speech, and nothing in the Constitution that I know of says anything about what's going on as to whether that's applicable. But every time there's a wartime situation, they kind of shut everything down, and they get the journalists just with the with our troops, and they're hearing one side of the story, but there's always more than one side of every story, as you know.
Yes. Well, I sometimes wonder what's happened to the men of England, how these men who for centuries have been world-class warriors now seem fearful of defending themselves in their own home and make it illegal to defend yourself in your own home. If a housewife is having her back door broken in and she picks up a stick to defend herself, she becomes a criminal, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's right. And there's all kinds of things wrong with that, in my opinion. I think everyone has the right to protect themselves. And, in some states, unfortunately, if you try and do that, then you're going to be the one ending up behind bars. It's all backward, if you ask me. But what about
it? Is. It is. It is absolutely backward. Let's see where we are here time-wise. We got the next break coming up here momentarily in about a minute or so. Bivy sticks are available. They allow you to do unlimited text messaging any place on the planet that you can see the sky. And you have the smartphone does not need to be connected to the cell phone network, does it?
That's correct. Yeah. The Bivy stick, once you download that free app onto whether it's an Android or an iPhone, you don't need a cell phone network anymore. You don't need a chip in your phone, and you can just connect to the Bivy stick, and you're good to go to send and receive messages unlimited to anywhere from anywhere.
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back. Okay. Well, we do have Joseph with us. We're going to skip the break. Joseph, good morning, sir, or good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock your time.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yes, sir. We have limited time here, Joseph. I hope this will be the first of a number of visits that you can spend with us. Let me ask some quick questions. First of all, do not reveal who you're working with or where you're the location. We will not talk about that, okay, for security reasons. So you were in Ukraine for how long, sir, and what were you doing?
Greg, just a week, doing more reconnaissance of platform, which we're establishing at the moment, in terms of so I'm a paramedic in the UK, and I'm basically trying to implement a medical platform at the moment in areas hard to get to, areas of the southern regions of Ukraine and the eastern regions of Ukraine also, near the Donbass. Getting ambulances which are less wieldy, i.e. kind of your huger normal ambulances that you see on the streets. We've actually developed more of a type of a 4.3-litre Land Cruiser, which we've established a kind of stretcher-bearing access for patients there, with all the advanced medical care that a paramedic can supply to soldiers or civilians that are much needed. So we work in kind of warm zones and hot zones, and extricating patients from there.
Okay, so if a child is injured, your people would rush in with the modified Land Rover, recover the child, and bring them back to a safer area for medical treatment. Is that accurate?
Basically. That's accurate, yeah.
Okay. And you'll be going back to Ukraine approximately when, if you know?
So potentially next week. We're just resupplying and getting more medications. We're establishing the platform to a level which will be more appropriate, having learned in the past from mistakes. So I think we're just going to resupply, restock. I needed to get more money because it's expensive going out to these regions. I've also been out in Lithuania making contacts in certain other regions, part of Eastern Europe, to gain the access that I kind of require for these certain locations and the people that I need to help out.
Is the UK government passive and what you're doing? Are they helping you, or just trying to block you, if you know, sir?
I think, if anything, the UK, out of all the European countries, without being fairly biased, is actually hugely incredible with how they've been responding to the crisis, and also in a good kind of foreign diplomatic way. I think we're in a bit of a knife edge, like all other European countries, but... everyone's been supportive, even in my NHS, who I work for. They're brilliant, and they kind of give me the flexibility to work around my time when I go over there.
Have you found Ukrainian government cooperative and helpful, or just kind of standing by, letting you do your own thing?
So very difficult. Had a lot of teething problems, and having to speak to a few military attaches to make certain things more flexible and also just smoother upon entry. The risk we have is actually not the foreign Russians, is more about blue on blue. So I don't know what you call it in America, is it green on green? But it's basically obviously friendly fire. And we just want to make sure that there's a smooth transition from sort of Western Ukraine to the East, because Don't forget, it's obviously, as you know, it's about 1,300 kilometers there, and it's a long trek. So we're just trying to make this a lot more feasible to get to certain areas. And by doing that, you do have to go through the bureaucratic kind of system to some degree. But that's only to make it safer. You can bomb burst and just go in there as a humanitarian, and they have you with open arms, but do it safely, to do it professionally, has to be done and takes time. Hence why we're back again, resupplying and looking at other ways to get into certain areas.
Have you seen any presence, sir, of the International Red Cross?
There is, but they actually work quite far into Lviv and Kiev. They don't really go too far into certain areas because of the danger that they're exposed to. So funding something like us, I mean, if I could make this opportunity to try and get some funding to our page, that'd be great. It goes
well, give us your page so we can attract some funding. What's the page, sir?
Yeah, so the page is justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Joseph-4-2.
That's Joseph. Okay, good. That's a bit too much for radio. Get that to Chris so he can get it to me. It's a bit more complex than we can do verbally here, but we'll get that posted on my website. Yeah. And so people can make some donations for medical supplies. It is incredibly expensive to transport medical supplies several time zones away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. And you know what? I never realized how difficult it would be. I'm speaking to the Czech doctor at the moment in Prague. She's sorting out more medications. Certain things I'm going to have trouble with, legalities with opiates. Very difficult. I can get them in the UK and I can get diazomals here, which are controlled class A drugs. I can get them under my registration here, but I can't get them in Europe. So it's then just trying to go cross borders and work out legally how it's gonna happen and how we achieve it. A lot of the time we just get it in country in the Ukraine.
Okay. I'm going to ask Chris to forward this to my email. That's thelibertyman@aol.com. Thelibertyman@aol.com. Cool. So my webmaster can get this posted.
Amazing. Yeah.
Joseph, use satellite phones to communicate with your friends and relatives in England, I assume. But how valuable is a satellite phone on the ground in Ukraine, sir?
It's just invaluable. You know, I've worked in Afghanistan. As a soldier many years ago, we've had satellite phones, but they've been very much compromised by US soldiers, compromised by Iranians when they're trying to get across. So it wasn't safe with this and the BIFSIG and everything linked to it. It's completely safe to the degree, so much so that certain people I work for in quite established areas of the military are using it and want to use it. It's something I haven't used before, but something I trust. I wouldn't want to use my own cell phone. If I do use my own cell phone, I retract back to safe areas and then use it there just because of the signal that mine's pushing out. It's a UK phone, but I tend to use a Polish or a different kind of phone with a different SIM, so not to kind of compromise my location or who I am. This satellite phone just does pretty much everything, which just stops any compromised data or compromisation of yourself.
Roger that. My presumption is cell phone service is non-existent in much of Ukraine. Is that accurate?
Yeah, some people do use them, in all fairness. And actually, people that are quite specialized do use them, but they use a different platform. I still don't trust these platforms like Signal or Telegram. It's still open for discussion potentially on whether they could be compromised. I know they're encrypted slightly, but with these cell phones, I feel a lot more safe. It's a lot more closed. It's a lot more blockchained, and that's something way ahead of what we're having at the moment. Although it looks a massive phone, it's hugely intelligent, and I think it's got massive development for potentially commanders on the ground, in all honesty, using these. So whether it will get that way, I hope it does. But it's just whether they can not be sold the idea, but sold how the capabilities can really attract such a good level of communication and such a strong, secure one.
Well, Joseph, we're almost out of time here. When we talk next week, we'll have this link on my website so people can make the donations, and we'll get updates on your progress of getting the medical supplies to take back to Ukraine. Chris, thank you, sir. Joseph, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
All right. Take care. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. Chris, this is very helpful for a lot of people. We'll have you back next week, obviously.
Thanks so much, John. Cheers.
Okay. Five in the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. As I've been saying for a few days, my webmaster, Tim Spencer, he revised the website about 10 days ago to make it quicker and easier to navigate, and you'll find everything is still there, just in an easier and quicker way to navigate. So check out thelibertyman.com and all the different things I have there, the free downloads, the articles by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. We take 24 minutes a week to help save people's lives, literally, we do. And we take these 24 minutes to talk about the energy cleaner with my friend Tom Berryhill. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, Tom, you're the manufacturer energy cleaner. We talk for 24 minutes a week about the energy cleaner out of the hours and hours that I spend every week on Republic Broadcasting. But helping people get their lives back is a lot of fun, and we begin these conversations with you giving us our disclaimer, if you would, please, sir.
Okay, John, we're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. We had a couple of callers here, Tom. I don't know what's on their mind yet, but first we have BJ in Kansas. Good morning, BJ.
Good morning. How are you? Hello.
Good. What's on? Go ahead, BJ. What's on your mind?
I just watched Roddy on Dr. Merritt, and she didn't go into details, but she talked about Dr. Robert Kadlec, K-A-D-L-E-C. He's an American physician and career officer with U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And she said, watch him, and something about damage to our food supply in Kansas. And I live in the Kansas City metropolitan area. I'm about a mile and a half from the Missouri line. But she didn't go to details, and I thought that was, I'd like to find out what to watch for, something about him damaging our food supply in Kansas.
Well, I don't have a clue, so I guess you're on your own.
Okay. You might want to look into that sometime. And then second question, I am a city girl. I used to be a country girl. I'm switching over to country girl again. But anyway, if I'm going to start fishing. I kept my rod and reel from when I was in college. And I worked for the Missouri Conservation Department part-time. If I got bitten by a snake, what do I do? Do I still go to an out clinic, or do I take care of that myself?
Well, I would get to the emergency room as quick as I could. That's what I would do.
Okay. I guess I picked up something not to go to a clinic. I don't know why I heard that. So you answered that question. And then the last thing is, no, I am not going to fly commercial airlines. I do not want one of those Chinese Q-tips up my nose or in my mouth. I think they're tainted. And I'm going to wait until things clear up, and maybe I'll start flying again.
Well, we'll see. Okay, BJ, right. I appreciate the call.
That's it. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Tom, we got our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. I'm going to take it off speaker here real quick. Okay. The reason I'm calling is the caller who called in to Chris, I think he said he was in the southern area, south near Donbass area over there, or what they call the Donetsk region, Donbass region.
Right.
Well, Mariupol is one of the cities there in the south. It's on the coast down there, on the sea. And Mike Herbera was saying yesterday that the Russians had taken Mariupol, had taken possession of Mariupol. So he may not be going back to that area. I don't know.
Well, he'll
but I just wanted to
needed.
Add that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he and his team will go where they're needed to give people medical attention.
Okay, I just wanted to report that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, Tom, I'll be needing more engine cleaners. I've got a couple left in inventory, but it's really gratifying to know that when an order comes in, I can ship them out the next business day, sometimes even the same business day. All the mattress pads are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I just placed an order for 20 micro plush throws. Those have become quite popular, as I knew they would, because they're so nice. I use one myself. Tom, as moving forward, do you have hope that we can continue to keep up with demand, sir?
Well, I don't see a problem, John. Depending on the definition of demand. Because if you needed hundreds at a time, it would be very difficult. Actually, it'd be impossible right now.
Peter in Australia, Peter is probably listening right now. Let's see, Australia. I think he's around Sydney. It's tomorrow in Sydney. It's about 40 minutes after midnight in Sydney tomorrow. He'll be buying them in lots of 10 at a time for the people he's working with. I think we can meet that demand. But we have new listeners every week. So every week we have to refresh people's memory about the energy, or not refresh their memory, but educate them, I should say, on what the energy cleaner is and what it's not. First of all, what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. Just forget about those two things. The energy cleaner is a small electronic healing device. It puts out what we call an electrostatic healing signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. We focus on two things: getting pain mitigation, any kind of pain, especially arthritis pain, and getting a great night's sleep. There's additional benefits. You may or may not consider it a benefit to have your hair grow faster, but your hair does grow faster. Your fingernails and toenails grow faster, both of which are a clear outward sign of improved health, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, they are. That's true.
Yep. And the energy cleaner itself is about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 Ds and Delta, 9 D cell flashlight batteries. It does not plug into the wall, so it's completely safe, can cause no harm. It has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would go to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale or the Micro Plush Throw. If it's on a mattress, it goes to a mattress pad. You simply place the mattress pad on your mattress like any other mattress pad, put the rest of the bed clothes on there, and sleep on it every night to get the healing and the relief that you're seeking. Right, Tom?
Yes, it's that simple, John. It's very, very easy to use. You don't even have to give it a second thought once it's initially set up.
Right. And that's all there is to it. Now, if you're doubting Thomas, I encourage that. You can be a doubting Thomas. No worry, mate, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's from me to you personally, ladies and gentlemen. We talk occasionally about energy cleaner procrastinators, don't we, Tom?
Oh, yeah, we've had many of those over the years.
And a typical listener, they'll hear me talking about, they hear Tom, maybe they'll hear Steve Whitman giving his testimony, and they'll think about it, and they'll ponder, and they'll think about it, and they'll ponder for a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year. And the longer they ponder it, the more exaggerated their grief is and remorse that they didn't get it sooner, isn't it, Tom?
We've heard that many times. That's what happens. And I've known people, John, that have thought about it for years before they did anything.
Right.
And they were really sorry they wasted so much time.
Well, that's another year of life that's gone and cannot be recovered. That's unfortunate. But it's just a reality that we are aware of. So, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you can read up on how the energy cleaner came to be. You can read the excellent testimonies from people we know, like Steve Whitman. I talked to Steve's wife the other day about his unexpected rapid recovery from a stroke due to the energy cleaner, and I gave her advice within a day or two of the stroke. I gave her advice on how to maximize the energy cleaner to help with Steve's healing. But Steve wrote a book about his recovery from being shot 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol, twice in the chest, one shot barely missing his heart by 1/2 inch, and the third shot hitting the index finger of his right hand and almost taking it off completely. And he wrote a book about it. It's titled Winning Life's Lottery, where he gives myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life. It's very humbling, Tom, to have a man publish a book where he's giving you credit for saving his life. But I find it very humbling and very motivating to help other people's lives be saved, don't you, sir?
Yeah, it would be. And, John, there's been many people over the years that have claimed that this technology has saved their lives. I've heard it many, many times in various ways, but I think Steve's was the most dramatic.
Well, at least the most publicly dramatic. My friend Tim Spencer, and you know Tim, his recovery from the pain that he was dealing with was pretty dramatic and very, very welcomed by him, wasn't it?
It really was. Tim was an extreme case. He had a lot of health issues, and the energy cleaner really helped him quite a bit.
Well, his issues were debilitating. He was at a point before I gave him an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. He'd already been to the General Pershing VA Center in Poplar Bluff, inquiring about becoming a full-time resident there. He did not want to be a burden on his family. After a few weeks of using the energy cleaner, he gave up the idea of going to the General Pershing VA Center, and he went on to incrementally reduce and eventually get off all the pain meds for the first time in 20 plus years, and go on to be very active using his chainsaw, riding his ponies, climbing radio towers, all the things a normal, healthy, active man would like to do. Right, Tom?
Yeah, that's what he did. It's an amazing story, but he was able to reclaim his life and get on with things and do all those activities. It's you know, John, a lot of healthy people won't or can't do some of those things that he was able to get back to. So it's amazing.
That's right. That's right. So I hope I'm stirring up some interest here in you folks that have heard about this before, and that you'll move forward to be able to do the things you love to do, whether it's go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, ride a bicycle, go hunting, fishing, whatever it might be that you've been putting off or curtailing, not doing as much of because of arthritis pain. Wake up, smell the coffee, get yourself an energy cleaner, and get your life back, right, Tom?
That's what we're saying, and it's true. And it, so many people have told us that very thing, John, over the years, that they got their life back by using this technology. So something to give some careful consideration to.
Precisely. Energy cleaner is for sale at my website at thelibertyband.com. The mattress pads go with it, and the micro plush throws are there as well. You can make your purchase right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. If you need to mail me a check or money order, my address is right there at my website also at thelibertyman.com. I'll be talking to Steve some more, Tom, he's at a point, I think, now where he's ready to come on board and give us his testimonial about the energy cleaner and the stroke he suffered, and be able to do that live on air, like I said. That will help people also want it.
It really will. And we have heard a lot of incredible stories about people that have suffered strokes and used the energy cleaner in their recovery, and it's helped quite a bit. We've also heard from people that have had dementia and Alzheimer's problems, and they have had pretty good success with turning that around. So that's hard to believe, but it has happened. So something to think about.
It is. It is. Well, the most efficient way and the best way to use an energy cleaner is the bathtub or hot tub method. You simply fill up the bathtub with comfortably warm water. There's a 6-foot-long power cord that comes with the energy cleaner with a banana plug on one end for the energy cleaner and an alligator clip on the other. You can attach a metal spoon. Just keep the energy cleaner off to the side and dry. Drop that metal spoon in the bathtub and soak and relax. With a hot tub, it's going to take a little bit longer. You're going to have to turn down the temperature to 98 degrees because most people aren't going to want to spend more than 15 minutes max in 112, 115 degrees. But at 98 degrees, you can tolerate it for as long as you like, can't you, Tom?
You can. You can stay in there all day if you wanted to, and it is one of the best ways, best modes of healing when using energy cleaner.
An interesting side note, when you're in a bathtub for 20 minutes or so, the ends of your fingers start looking like raisins. We believe due to dehydration. With the energy cleaner signal, they don't look like raisins, do they?
No, it never does. And that's one of the things that people will write to us about and mention. They're rather surprised by that, but that's exactly what happens.
It is exactly what happens. Plus, another bonus, you can have a larger harvest of fruits and vegetables in your garden using the energy cleaner, can't you?
Well, that's really very important in today's world that you give consideration growing your own food, and the energy cleaner will certainly help with that. It's so simple to do.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Fix bayonets. Lay me down. And the cold, cold. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Well, Tom, food is becoming a big issue worldwide. The ability to increase production of your fruits and vegetables is not just a matter of having a fun hobby. It could be a matter of having food to feed your family, couldn't it?
Well, that's really true, John. And using the energy cleaner with your garden, it's very simple to do. You use a chicken wire grid over the plants. If you're starting with seeds or seedlings, you can put them in the pots and start them on a shelf that's exposed to sunlight, and line that shelf with aluminum foil or a piece of aluminum screen wire. Connect the energy cleaner cable onto that metal, whether it be foil or chicken wire or aluminum screening, and that will energize those plants and seeds and get them to sprout and grow quite quickly. Get them in the ground and suspend that chicken wire grid over the tops of the plants. Keep it connected to an energy cleaner round the clock, and you'd be amazed how fast those plants will grow and the vegetable output will be greatly increased.
Well, that's good information. And for $285, you get a lot. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what size you need. I have twin, full, queen, king, California king. The MicroPlus throws for you folks that already have an energy cleaner, only $75 shipping included. I'm getting a fresh shipment of those next week. Everything at the moment is in stock, ready for immediate shipment, Tom. And we'll be talking privately about my next shipment of energy cleaners. And we'll keep these things going and keep production up, won't we, sir?
We certainly will, John. And I'll have production continuously going on as long as I can get the parts. It's very, very difficult right now, but some of the parts are in very short supply. I'm shopping all over the planet trying to find better sources, and it's a lot of work, but well, we just keep plugging away at it.
All right. Well, that's what we do. We keep plugging away at it. Well, Tom, we're pretty much out of time here. Tomorrow morning we're going to talk about emergency survival communications and ham radio, which is ever increasingly more important every day, isn't it, sir?
It is. It really is. And we'll cover that tomorrow, but it's something everybody should give careful consideration to.
Right, right. I've been in touch with Diane Zerger recently. She's bought something like 15, 16 energy cleaners from me. And she's now retired and enjoying life and having a great time using her energy cleaner. Tom, thank you. We'll look forward to having you on with us tomorrow morning.
Thanks, John.
Okay. The toll-free order line to order your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, your MicroPlus throw is 800-592-9543. I'll say again, 800-592-9543. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. And God bless the United States of America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.